Laura Downs is on a mission. You might know her as the host of NPR Music's web series Amplify with Laura Downs, or maybe you know her work as a concert pianist. In both cases, her goal is to elevate the work of Black artists. That's the case with her latest project, too. Downs is releasing a mini album every month for as long as she can keep it up to highlight overlooked and forgotten compositions by Black artists in the classical music tradition. To honor Women's History Month, her latest recording features all women.
It gets very frustrating to always be looking up at sort of a lineage that doesn't reflect you. So as a person of mixed race, it was very personal at first. And then it became a story that I really wanted to tell because it's a story that changes another story. You know, it changes the story of what is classical music, but it also changes the story of what is American history.
Your new recordings are interesting because while the composers aren't exactly unknown, some of the compositions are unknown, and they seem to reveal something about each of the women. Let's talk about these. I want to start with Barcarolle by Florence Price. Just give us a sense of who Florence Price was.
Well, she was a force of nature. She was this woman who kind of lived outside of her time or ahead of her time. She was born just before the turn of the 20th century in Arkansas, migrated north to Chicago, and just had this tremendous career. She made history in 1933. She was the first Black female composer ever performed by a major symphony orchestra. It was the Chicago Symphony at the World's Fair. Hmm. And she just had ambitions that, you know, they resonate with me now. She's trying to make her way in this very male, very white world, and she did extraordinary things.
What does this piece reveal about her, do you think?
For one thing, this is a world premiere recording. The reason for that is that much of her work was lost. It was not discovered until 2009 when a young couple renovating a house in Illinois found boxes and boxes of discarded manuscripts. Hmm. You know, a chance discovery. Wow. And just to imagine what we would never have known. So I've been involved in resurrecting all of this lost music. And this piece of music shows me her really workmanlike everyday side. You know, she was a hardworking composer. She was writing to pay the bills. She's writing music to be played by young pianists, by students. And there's the ambitious side that's writing symphonies and wanting to kind of make a name for herself. And then there's the part that's just really like everyday practicing her craft. And I think that's what we hear in this very intimate little piece.
Let's talk about another artist, Hazel Scott. This is called Peace of Mind.
I think people who do know the name Hazel Scott know her as an entertainer. She was a major star in the 30s and 40s. She was a child prodigy. She became famous for these flashy, like, jazzed up versions of classical music as kind of a thing at the time. She was in movies. She was the first Black American to ever host her own TV show. But then everything kind of fell apart in the 50s. In the McCarthy era, she was blacklisted and ended up moving to Paris. And I feel like her life is remembered more in snapshots than in the fullness of who she was.
What drew you to this piece, Laura?
It's one of the pieces that she wrote herself. She was mostly working with sort of American songbook standards, but she did write some of her own music, and I think it reflects her authentic voice. She recorded this piece in 1955, and it's a beautiful recording, but I wanted to bring this music into the present. A friend of my son's, a teenage jazz fanatic, transcribed this for me note by note from her recording.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So it just kind of feels like we're dusting her off and bringing her back.
I love it. We're going to hear about one more artist, Nora Douglas Holt, and her song, Nora's Dance.
If I could travel in time, I would love to go back to the Harlem Renaissance. You know, that energy, that creativity, that just like blossoming. And Nora Douglas Holt is one of the people I would love to visit. She was wild and crazy. She was just this larger-than-life character. She was married 5 times. She was known for her wild parties. And she was kind of a muse and a patron of the Harlem Renaissance. But she was also, you know, this fiercely creative woman, a writer, a composer. And she wrote a lot of music. Most of it is lost to us because in 1926, she went abroad for an extended stay. And while she was gone, all of her stuff was stolen, including, I understand, almost 200 musical compositions.
Wow.
Yeah. So this one had been published in a magazine, like a literary journal that she had founded. And so we still have it. And I was really happy to preserve this piece of music.
You retitled the piece. You call the recording Nora's Dance, but that wasn't the original title, right?
Right. This is a beautiful, fun, you know, very accessible piece, and it's perfect for piano students. And, you know, my central mission with this whole project is about the next generation. It's about the little girls who are out there who I want them to see themselves in this music. But the title, the original title of this piece was Negro Dance. And that's complicated. It's problematic for me, and I think it would be problematic for a lot of piano teachers who would be looking, you know, to assign a piece of music for their students. Mm. So after a lot of discussion with some colleagues, I changed the title, and I felt like Nora's Dance was so appropriate here because it is, you know, this one piece of music that we have. It's remembering the woman and her spirit. I know some people would take issue with that liberty, but I want to give this piece and all of this music a place in the modern world and, you know, just give it a future.
This has been so fun for me to learn about these three amazing women and to hear your interpretations of these underappreciated works, giving new life to them. Thank you so much, Laura.
Thank you for spending the time, and happy Women's History Month.
Yeah, happy Women's History Month. Musician and NPR Music host, Laura Downs.